The potential for decalcification is a problem that every orthodontist faces. Gingivitis is another orthodontic problem that has the potential to lead to severe periodontal disease. It has been well documented that sodium fluoride rinses can significantly reduce or even reverse the initiation and progression of dental caries. Antimicrobial mouth rinses, including mouth rinses containing a fixed combination of antiseptic essential oils, have been shown to be effective in controlling plaque accumulation and in helping to reduce gingivitis. Listerine antiseptic mouthwash contains four essential oils, namely thymol, eucalyptal, methyl salicylate, and menthol, and has been shown to be effective in controlling plaque accumulation and helping to reduce gingivitis. What would happen if you combined an essential oil mouth rinse like Listerine with a sodium fluoride solution? Would the two rinses act synergistically and improve both the antibacterial and anti-caries effect, or would one counteract the other? Would combining them be any more effective than using each mouth rinse individually? These questions were addressed in an article titled "The Remineralizing Effect of an Essential Oil Fluoride Mouth Rinse in an Intraoral Caries Test" by D.T. Zero et al., which appeared in the February 2004 issue of the Journal of the American Dental Association. In this study, the authors evaluated the overall remineralization effectiveness of three different mouth rinses. One was a fluoride mouth rinse with essential oils, which was the test mouth rinse. The second was a fluoride non-essential oils mouth rinse, and the third was an essential oil non-fluoride mouth rinse. The effectiveness on remineralization was tested by mounting two partially demineralized human enamel specimens in patients who were wearing partial dentures. The enamel specimens were embedded in the acrylic part of the partial denture. 125 subjects were evaluated at the end of a two-week study period. The subjects were randomly divided into groups. Each group used one of the three mouth rinses twice a day. After 2 weeks, the enamel specimens were removed and tested for surface microhardness and enamel fluoride uptake. What do you think happened? Did combining the essential oil mouth rinse, like Listerine, with the sodium fluoride mouth rinse increase the overall remineralization effectiveness? The answer is that the surface microhardness recovery was 42% in the group with the combined rinses, 36% in the group with the fluoride rinse, and 16% in the group that received only the essential oil mouth rinse. When fluoride uptake was evaluated, the group with the combined mouth rinses also had the highest fluoride uptake. The bottom line of this study is that an essential oil mouth rinse such as Listerine combined with 100 parts per million fluoride is effective in promoting enamel remineralization and fluoride uptake, thus providing protection not only against demineralization but also against gingivitis without having to take two separate mouth rinses. You can find this interesting article in the February 2004 issue of the Journal of the American Dental Association.